Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. I'm Ron Stutz, along with David Dickens, president of KC Financial Advisors. David, hope you've had a wonderful week, and we're going to talk about some interesting topics on today's show and start with the double-edged sword. I know you've heard of things that where there was a double-edged sword. Some things are good, some things are bad. There's usually an action and a counteraction, you know, for things that you consider. Many financial circumstances that you'll find yourself in have both positive and negative aspects. Decisions that you can make may have both good and bad consequences. Or as Sir Isaac Newton put it, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. You agree with that so far?
I do. I'm right on the same page with you, Ron. I can't wait to see where we're going with this.
Fantastic. Well, talk about the way that you walk people through the thought processes that go along with each of these predicaments that I'm going to lay out here. Number one, you have a person come in, and this person says that she wants to sell some stock, but she doesn't want to deal with the taxes that that would create. How would you walk her through that situation?
Well, that is a double-edged sword. So I would say to her, well, there's some good news, is that you only get taxed when there are gains. So congratulations on the gains. Some more good news is that these would be long-term capital gains, it sounds like, and so there's a preferential tax rate on those. Preferential from the federal tax standpoint, but not in Kansas and Missouri. So that is a potential area where you can get goofed up. Bad news is that these gains, assuming that she's taking Social Security, these gains could cause more of her Social Security to become taxable. So, you know, there's certainly some opportunity here. Probably her portfolio has a few stinkers in it as well. Not every stock goes up. So if that's the case, she could take the opportunity to pair off selling at a gain with selling something that was at a loss, maybe certainly reducing the amount of gain and maybe eliminating the gain. So there's a number of opportunities. It is definitely a good news, bad news situation. Certainly gains are better than losses, and there's probably an opportunity in there somewhere.
Okay, let's imagine another scenario here. You have someone come in and they talk about just receiving a big inheritance, but at the same time, they're still in that very emotional state where they're mourning the loss of a loved one, a spouse or a child or a parent or whatever the case may be. How do you walk that person through that situation?
Yeah, so that's always a tough one at the outset. I always encourage people in that situation, don't rush any decisions. You've got, in most cases, you've got lots of time and you've got options. So when they're ready, it's a great time to celebrate that the deceased person's successes because they had assets that were able to be inherited and their generosity. And then the person who inherited the money just needs to get some good advice. So if they inherited an IRA, there are some really specific steps they need to go through to maintain that tax deferral. If they inherited stocks, well, they would inherit those basically with no capital gain. They would get it at a stepped up cost basis. I got a client right now who inherited some farmland and two different plots and sisters, and they decided to sell one of the plots and keep one of the plots. So there are a lot of different decisions that you can make once the haze of emotion passes. I've got clients who have taken some of the money they got and set up a scholarship that would have been important to the deceased. You know, I've got other clients that accelerated their retirement date, and others that they didn't quite receive a huge inheritance, so they took a really nice vacation. So, you know, initially, great time to celebrate that person's life and then figure out with some good advice, what are some tax smart things you can do with that inheritance?
I know that you've been doing this for so long, David. You've worked with just about every kind of scenario, and here's one that I know you've heard before as well. You want to put money in a Roth IRA so that it grows tax-free, but you also want to put it in a traditional IRA so that you can get a tax deduction this year. How do you guide someone through that decision-making process?
So I have clients that do both. So you can do an IRA and a Roth, but the maximum combined contribution has to be under $5,500 bucks. Unless you're over 50, then it's $6,500 bucks. It gets a little more interesting, though, Ron, if somebody has a 401k at work and a Roth that's outside of work. So depending on where they are on some income limits, they can do both of those. They can get the tax deduction at work, and they can contribute to the Roth outside of work. And then I've got clients that are, I think, particularly lucky. They have a 401k at work and a Roth 401k at their work. And so they have all kinds of alternatives there. They can contribute significant amounts of money to those, and they can choose to put some of their contribution into the 401k, get the tax deduction, and some into the Roth, which gets them tax-free forever. So it has a lot to do with your income today and your tax bracket today versus what you'll have in the near future and then in the far distant retirement future. It's not a straightforward and easy answer, but it's absolutely positively worth calculating to make an informed decision now.
Next scenario here, David, is someone comes in and they say, I want to pay off my house, but I don't want to lose a tax deduction. What do you tell that person?
Yeah, so I get that question a lot, sometimes with a slight twist where they're in retirement and they just don't want to be making the payment anymore. So generally speaking, if you're able to pay off your mortgage, well, that means you've probably got a bunch of money sitting around, maybe in a place that isn't earning very much. So if that money happens to be sitting in a bank earning about 1%, well, yeah, that might be a really good idea. No specific advice issued over the radio waves, but that might be a good idea. On the other hand, if that money is sitting there in some sort of diversified investment portfolio earning, say, 5 to 7%, and your mortgage is only a 4% fixed and tax deductible, then from a financial standpoint, I think it would be silly to pay off the mortgage. So that's a really, really good question that everybody ought to know the answer to as it specifically relates to their situation, their income situation, their age situation, and their tax situation.
David, you know, the next one I want to throw out here, and the last one in this part of our conversation today, is probably very typical of a lot of people that you deal with, people who are either close to retirement or maybe they just retired. You want to reduce the risk in your portfolio, but you don't want to miss out on potential growth. And that's, you know, that's something that, that's a thought that a lot of people have. And how do you deal with it?
Oh, it is a thought that it is just thick right now, because the market's been going up for 8.5 or 9 years. We have tend to revert to calling that a fear of missing out. And that fear of missing out is very real. But what most people forget at this time in the market cycle is something that I often remind my clients, which is losses count more than gains. So all that means is if you take a 40% loss in your 401k or your investment portfolio, that requires a 67% gain just to get back to even. If you take a 50% loss, well, that requires a 100% gain just to get back to even. It gets worse. If you take a 60% loss, that takes a 150% gain just to get back to even. If those numbers don't immediately make sense to you, then you need to get some financial advice and some financial straight talk real quickly. So, Ron, I meet with a lot of people that have questions really similar to these all the time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they don't make any decision because it's easier to procrastinate instead of getting some really good independent advice from a specialist. So I always talk about the financial CPR on this show, our complete planning review. We do it for no cost and no obligation. It's simply a chance for you to get really good education about your money so you can make some good decisions for yourself and your family moving forward. So when you call and leave a message, here's exactly what's going to happen. Elizabeth is going to call you back Monday morning. She's going to set a time for you and I to get together. And here's what we will do for you. We're going to analyze how much risk you're taking with the money you've saved for retirement and give you a really good report explaining what that is. I'll discuss with you how taxes are going to impact your retirement, especially if taxes rise, which I'm convinced they're going to do. And then we'll give you a really good read on whether your money is going to last as long as you do. This is a great opportunity for you to get some straight talk that's really specific to you. So if you'd like some financial straight talk, call our toll-free number now and ask for this complete planning review, our financial CPR.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR, complimentary planning review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com or call 913-317-1414. And tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.